This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's tradition at this point.
Welcome to Wrestling Made Me Cry. I'm Kylie. This is Collins. it's mirrored, so it messes me up. I always try to think, like, in my head, there's a window right here. I'm like, okay, if I point towards the window, I'm pointing that way. If I point away from the window, I'm pointing that way. But, you know, it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, when it's mirrored, because I think that this should be on the other side. You know.
Yeah, I mean? Like, to me, I'm pointing at Collins, because, like, in my head, it's this is too much explanation. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Good morning. It's been quite the morning for both of us, but mm-hmm. It's going to be a shorter episode today because my birthday is tomorrow and I'm doing stuff with my family. I'm super excited because my sister is making me a cake. It's like a chocolate cake, and I'm so excited to eat it. That's like the only thing I'm thinking about.
I don't like cake, so.
Oh my goodness. What do you have on your birthday then?
Ice cream.
Oh. Fun. Yeah, as long as you have like some kind of sweet treat, I think.
Yeah.
I think it all counts.
I'm just not a I'll eat a piece of chocolate, but I'm not like a sweet treat person. And I know that's probably going to blow the internet's mind. I like that color green. Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, I really like that color green.
Thank you so much.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Kenny made me cry. I want to run through a wall and broke my heart on Wednesday.
Oh my god.
Let's talk about Kenny because that was the angle itself was really, really good. But mm-hmm. If you're a Kenny Omega fan, an Elite fan, anything like that, I was really stressed. I was so stressed.
While you were tweeting, I was like, has anyone checked on Kylie? And you know, here we are.
Quite a few people texted me to check on me because, listen.
Listen.
By the way, obligatory, if you want your question, comment, or statement run on there, make sure to submit a super chat. We will read all of those. But I guess I'll just run down the angle in case anybody hasn't seen it. So AEW had announced that Kenny Omega was going to return to AEW after a long stint away because he had diverticulitis. They announced he's going to return at the Winnipeg show. So everybody's excited to see Kenny. He comes out in a suit. which was a red flag to me, because like immediately I'm like, oh, this is official.
Like, this is, but he's not in gear
or like a t-shirt and shorts, like he, you know, he normally wears.
Him in shorts makes everyone thirsty. Can we
he had to cover up the calves. Yeah, because it's very business. So he gets on the mic and he's talking like it's serious business, and I immediately start thinking, oh my god, Kenny Omega's retiring.
Retire.
Yeah. I'm like, this is it, like this is the end of everything. But he does kind of lean into that. He teases a little bit, but basically he says, well, I guess like I almost died because, you know, this diverticulitis, this issue in my organs. But, you know, I'm here. And it was low key one of the most terrifying segments of my life, wrestling segments of my life.
Okay. I feel like we should have had a blood pressure like cuff on you.
I've considered getting, you know, people like they stream video games or things like that and they wear like a pulse monitor. I thought about, because like they play scary games and like that's fun for the audience to see when their pulse spikes and stuff like that.
That's fun.
Well, I don't watch that, but I know people.
I don't either. So I don't know. Well, I'm genuinely asking.
I know that Austin Creed, Xavier Woods for WWE's like Up Up Down Down channel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wore it on Up Up Down Down or if he just did it when he was streaming, but he used to wear one. I don't know, but some people that is appealing to know the vital signs of the streamer you're watching.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kenny's like cutting this promo. It's super emotional. Whatever. Okada comes out. Predictable. Kenny basically says, in a few months, Okada, I'm going to come for you. Like, maybe we can run this back. Which, what's in a few months? All in at Wembley Stadium. Just saying. Throwing it out there. And then, of course, Kenny Omega gets absolutely assaulted by the Elite. Kenny had said in his promo, like, if he receives any trauma to his internal organs, he might have to have that surgery that, like, I'm not a doctor.
A colostomy bag, all of that,
there's
a
colostomy bag. There's, like, his body would be destroyed. He might have to quit wrestling, all that stuff. And, of course, the Elite punch him in the gut, and he gets stretchered out after being saved by FTR.
A choice.
It was the angle itself was really great, and I think AEW did a really great job with bringing Kenny back, but like I don't know if he's going to be a GM Kenny or if he's going to be like just a figure around, or I don't know, because Tony Khan is out because he was assaulted by the Elite and the Elite took over his show. But I, and I said this last, now it's going to sound like I'm a hater. I said this last week, I'm not the biggest fan of authority figures in wrestling. And I think that like Kenny Omega being an authority figure, because he did talk about like, oh, I'm an EVP too, whatever. Like, he's still outvoted. So I'm not
right.
I'm not sure like where they're gonna go with that. But yeah. But like, what did you think about Kenny Omega? One, his speech, the angle, and then like everything around it.
Oh, what did I think about Kenny Omega? So I love that they waited until the very last part of the entire show, right? We went through the entire Dynamite card, which I thought Dynamite this week was pretty great. You know, being in Winnipeg, which our friend SJ was there just to boo Jericho, which I...
Oh, SJ was here.
Yeah,
I was going to say hi, but I forgot.
Absolutely. But I knew that they were going to wait until the very end for Kenny Omega to come out. They kept talking about all the show. And it was just so beautiful and so wonderful to experience well, sitting there on my couch, I wasn't there in, you know, I'll be there in a couple weeks, but I definitely was like, oh God, he's going to retire. The suit, everything was just very, I'm going to retire. And I don't know if, you know, other people were just trolling you or, you know, what have you, but I felt like your tweets were genuine reaction, right?
Yeah.
And it was like a genuine feeling. And when he did get beat up, and then they took it a step further as it bled into Rampage.
I forgot about Rampage. Rampage was on right at the Dynamite.
Yeah.
It was. I don't mean to cut you off, but it was.
No, you can cut me off. That's fine.
I didn't expect Kenny Omega to be back so soon. Mm-hmm. One, because I'm not a doctor, so I'm not entirely sure. But what people had said about diverticulitis was that it was a really, really serious thing. And for some athletes, it's like career ending. And so I thought this was going to be a much longer thing. And then when he did come back, I fully expected him to be involved with the Elite. I didn't know that he'd be against the Elite. But with FTR being, you know, saving Kenny and then walking with Kenny on the stretcher and, you know, being part of the angle, it's definitely, I think, clear as day now that it's going to be team AEW, team, you know, whatever.
Right, because we're building for Blood and Guts in June, right?
Yeah, or around there, I guess.
Well.
which I'm super excited about because Blood and Guts is always one of the things I look forward to every year because it's such a special occasion for AEW. And it's normally, you know, when one of the stories comes to, you know, its end. Normally, I think it was Blackpool Combat Club. Blackpool Combat Club versus maybe Chris Jericho's faction. I don't remember.
Last year?
It might have been last year. Everything's foggy to me. But they did Blood and Guts and then they did Anarchy in the Arena after. Which is whatever. But that's not the point of this show. I'm just really excited. I really think Kenny Omega is going to go. He's going to come back. He's going to, you know, try his hardest to overrule the Young Bucks. But then again, he's outvoted. So I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work. Unless they do a segment or something where Tony Khan is like, Kenny Omega has these powers and we're promoting him to this position and something like that. I don't know. Or if there's another secret EVP. Like I mean, Rocky
Romero. The anonymous EVP.
Well, like Rocky Romero has an executive position, I'm pretty sure, or like a backstage position. And then I don't think there's, because Brandy's not there anymore. Right. And everybody else who's an executive isn't like an on-screen figure. So I'm not really sure. But I will say, I'm really looking forward to Hangman returning and seeing if he's going to be team AEW or team Elite. That's like something I'm super, super looking forward to seeing. And then what the other members of the Elite are going to be, or not the Elite, team AEW are going to be. We talked about this a little bit last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we talked about Eddie Kingston. We had talked about some other people. Mark Briscoe. So like as of right now, I think it's Kenny and FTR. So there's two other spots. So who do you, like in your ideal world, like if Collins was booking AEW, who's in those other spots?
Okay, so two spots, right? Because we got Kenny FTR, and FTR hair if and Kenny's FTR wrestling. Bald, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely think it would be too early for Kota Ibushi to come back. Way too early. Because I think he's still learning how to walk again, right? Um Hangman would be a good option, but I mean, I think he's just enjoying his fam. I'm thinking, right? Because he's not injured. Correct. I have to think about who's all these injured.
There's so many injuries in AEW that I'm like, probably can't because they're out for like 18 months.
Right. And I'm thinking of like current feuds, because like an obvious thing that I would think would be like Adam Copeland, because like he's a good guy, but right now he's tangled up with the Blackpool Combat Club. There's something going on with Mistine and all of that stuff. So I don't know. And people have like rumored about Motor City Machine Guns coming in, which would be the last two spots. Yeah. But like, would you want Mike two tag chat, teams? Yeah. See, Mike, you and I are right here. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, would you put two tag teams with Kenny Omega, or would you just do like an Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe, which Mark Briscoe would be a Tasmanian devil in that steel structure. But I'm just thinking of who could withstand that sort of violence, but also be a good guy, because we know that like Moxley is not really a good guy these days. I know that, you know, Brian Danielson is going to be out for, you know, however long he wants to be out. just as long as he still wrestles and is still alive, you know, and walking. But I don't think that BCC would come for Kenny's aid at this point.
But. Yeah, and well, it's weird because like I didn't think FTR would come to Kenny's aid either, but I guess it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
My friend. Yeah.
Or because it's either, so it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend, but I also think for FTR, at least the way that they've, you know, talked about it, it's very much we're in a fight for AEW
situation. Right.
And like supporting Kenny means supporting AEW. Because if Kenny is, you know, ruled out and he's, you know, so injured he can't be an EVP or like do that kind of stuff, then the Young Bucks get whatever they want. Because at the beginning of Dynamite, Tony Khan zoomed or teamsed or whatever AEW has into Dynamite, and the Young Bucks were in the control booth and like shut it down and took control of the show. So Kenny there, now Kenny is like the only guy really standing between the Young Bucks' complete takeover of AEW. Speaking of Danielson, I wanted to show.
Because we were talking about it last week.
It's
my gosh.
It's like a Revolution exclusive. And it's like his gear from Revolution. And like, he's just, it's so cool. And then also.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I found
this
one.
What is his hair in it?
He has like super long Justin Bieber hair.
Do you like the braids that he's been rocking lately?
Actually, I do.
I do too.
I think they look nice on him. And also, it reminds me of, like, back when I was a kid and I would do, like martial arts, and you would have to braid your hair back like that. And it just...
Right.
It, like, it gives him... I don't... It's just such a small thing that I think gives him so much more, like, credence as an athlete. And then I also got... I haven't found Penta ever. So I got this Penta...
Oh my god!
It's a little bit. I think it's 2022 Penta, when he was all spooky and scary. Penta spooky, Scurro, scary, but up my spine. They like did all. Oh, okay. There's a lot of details in that figure, but back to Kenny Omega. Team AW, Kenny and FTR, if Kenny can wrestle, like the way that he said in a few months to Okada makes me think that maybe Kenny's not wrestling and he's going to be special guest referee or something goofy and hokey like that. So maybe FTR, I think Eddie, and I think Eddie will be like so funny because he's going to come in, he's going to try to coexist with these guys, but make sure they know that he's only there for AEW. He's not there to friend. And I don't know. Maybe like Samoa Joe.
Ooh,
like that.
Samoa Joe is on like everybody's favorite wrestler list right now. So
yeah, it would be cool, like for my elite heart, if it was Dark Order, because then Dark Order would be opposite Hangman again, which I love that story so much.
I know, I love that storyline too.
But I don't know. There's like so many ways they could go with it. My head is spinning. I like Adam Copeland. I don't like Adam Copeland doing stuff with the House of Black.
You don't? How come? I mean, I know we're here to talk about things that made us cry, made us happy, all the things, but.
This iteration of the House of Black, for me, the House of Black minus Julia is a lesser unit, simply because Julia, I thought, really like on her own superseded her popularity than where she was like integrated in the House of Black. And so now, to me, when I think of the House of Black, I think of Julia and Brody. And that's not a knock on Malachi or Buddy. It's just that I think that Julia and Brody are so much better at doing the spooky stuff. And it's because they don't do the misting every day. Like every time we see Malachi, he's doing the misting. And like, but also now, you know, Jonathan Gresham is doing Venom, and like everybody's doing Misting now. So like, it's not cool.
Yo, his new gear is so good.
It is. Balor Club guys, follow on Twitter. When do we think Blood and Guts takes place and where? I think between after Forbidden Door, probably.
Right.
Because after Forbidden Door, then you have July and August until All In. So it'd be a good way to build, you know, Kenny Okada or like whatever.
Forbidden Door is on the 30th of June in New York.
Yeah.
So the only thing that is confirmed for July places would be Chicago.
That's good.
We have Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay, Adam Copeland.
And that's it for July. Those are the only.
I like this. Only... All Out, have it anchor the All Out pay-per-view coming out of All In. That might be good because All Out does kind of fade to the background with All In, which they need to address that. They need to figure out a better way because back-to-back pay-per-views with only like realistically one episode of TV in between is ridiculous. It's just not good. It didn't work last year. It's not going to work this year. But if you could move Blood and Guts from a TV special to All Out or like one of these other pay-per-views that they've added or will continue to add, I think it'd be great. I would love if this story carried them through the summer. I would love for the Young Bucks to get up to Shenanigans and have some match booked for All In, whether it's Motor City, you know, whether it's FTR, whether it's whoever and whatever, and just totally not care about it at all because they're so focused on taking AEW, and then they lose. That's what I want. I want the Young Bucks to be sour and bratty This is also definitely not Kate. This is a bot. I love when Kate comes in here under, you know, Fightful Wrestling with Sean Ross app. And it's Kate.
And it's Kate. But I do love when Rob does it because he does dash Rob. And it's like
Rob gives us the courtesy of letting us know. Like, and that's why I really respect Rob. Rob is one of the nicest people in the world. Every time there's even like an inkling that something is wrong with me, Rob is there in my DMs, like, hi. It's the best. Kate and I, though, we are proud haters together, so it's okay.
Okay, well.
But what do you, all right, what do you, when do you think Blood and Guts should take place? Early summer, late summer, fall, when? And pay-per-view or TV?
Oh, those are a lot of questions, and I was not prepared to answer these yet. Okay. I do think that it's a great idea. And it's hard because I can't come into this unbiased because I just want Blood and Guts every single week. I want my violence with my wrestling. I don't know.
Every match should be Blood and Guts.
Sicko over here. But if we are thinking storyline wise, where it would lead, because All In, I mean, I think that we understand last year's All In to All Out was a little bit outside of the confines of actual wrestling and more backstage politics, but having it be like a specific stipulation or specific earmark for something rather than having it during the lull during the summertime, that's the thing. Your lull between your Forbidden Door to All In, like July and August, you have to build things. And yes, we do have a Ring of Honor pay-per-view that is usually in July. But I have my feelings about Ring of Honor right now as I do a post show every Thursday over at OLE Podcasts. Subscribe. We hang out and talk about Ring of Honor, which if you watch Ring of Honor week to week, it's a little bit exciting. But I think that there should be some sort of emphasis on that July pay-per-view because Supercard of Honor felt very rushed, so to speak, because it was Mania weekend. So we were just trying to pump in all the things and champions who haven't been on shows. And where the hell is Wheeler Yuta? But I don't know. I think this summer of Ring of Honor should be the tune that we play. And when I say Ring of Honor, I mean just women's wrestling because that's been heavily featured on Ring of Honor. So
yeah, and I, like, listen, I'm not mad about that because I if there's more opportunities for women to get good matches and you know, good stories and all that kind of stuff, then more women succeed in wrestling.
Absolutely.
So, I'm not that mad about it, but I do think that one, Ring of Honor needs its own directed focus, and I think Tony needs to hand it off fully and completely to someone else.
Me. Kate.
Yeah.
Kyle K. Sparks.
Just get a committee.
Kimmy. Kylie. Let's go.
Well, yeah. Hire us all.
Hire us all.
We will take care of Ring of Honor for you while you're out with your broken neck.
Yeah.
And then I also think, I don't know, because like Forbidden Door, June 30th, All In, August something, 20 something. It is like a long time, but it's like not a significantly long time. I don't think you would need a TV special in between then if you did it right. But like for me last year, the issue was it's like, you're building for All In and it's all about All In, like with good reason, because it's, you know, the biggest show they've ever done. And I'm trying hard not to laugh at what Kate just said in the chat. But it's also okay. Greg says, hi, you two lovely souls. Collins rocks. Happy early birthday. Thank you. Oh, Wheeler Yuta's recovering from a concussion.
I know he's recovering from a concussion, but he should not be your pure title champion. He has not wrestled since January. I get it. Okay. And before that, it was like inconsistent. You want to have an actual pure champion. If you actually want your mid-car guys in Ring of Honor to actually do something, make me care about them, strip him of that title yesterday, or don't speak of him at all, right? Wheeler Yuta's off television. We haven't even heard that he has concussion. We haven't heard anything about Wheeler Yuta. I'm telling you, I do not give two iotas that Wheeler Yuta is still recovering from a concussion. I'm sorry. I do not care about Wheeler Yuta. You know why? Because the television that I watch week after week after week makes me not care about Wheeler Yuta or this pure title. It is in, like, it is, the prestige of it does not matter. So why do I care about it? And why do I care about Wheeler Yuta? I just want, because the history, the history of the pure title is embedded into Ring of Honor, in the history, in the culture, into everything. There are specific rules that are vital to the sanctity of Ring of Honor. So the moment that you strip your specific stipulation, right? There's rope breaks, there's specific rules that you have to follow. There's moves that you can't do in a pure rules match. So the fact that you've stripped that stipulation when Josh Woods is literally right there, Tony Nese is literally right there. You're building guys like Lee Johnson, like Mr. Bailey himself. I cannot remember his name for the life of me. Who is his name? I went on my little rant and I got a little funneled. Sorry. Aaron Solo. Thank you, Brain. Okay. You have all these guys that you are having all these squash matches for. And now there's nothing for them to contend for. I'm sorry.
Mr. Bailey himself.
Have I cried about this on a lot of nights? Yeah, because I know what Ring of Honor used to be. The prestige of these, if you're going to have all these champions, make them mean something and make me care about them.
I think for Ring of Honor, and I think Simon in the chat like hits the nail on the head here. The Ring of Honor belts, they don't mean a whole, except for Athena. The other belts don't mean a whole lot because they're just props for AEW.
Right. Like,
even, you know, Bullet Club Gold now holding what is supposed to be a unified title, which is apparently just them holding both titles at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they're just always going to be two because there's still two belts. And for whatever reason, they're still holding the pink ones.
Right.
But where are the other ones? Where are the other ones?
Where are the other ones?
No. Not get them gold belts.
Hello. Did you not see the boys this week? The Bang Bang Gang with I'll show you the picture in a second. Did you not see how Jay White was holding all three belts?
Oh, I did. On Rampage.
Jay is that White. Rampage? I don't even know what television shows White, are anymore.
I think Jay White opened Rampage. I think.
I was still in my haze about Kenny Omega, so yeah, I don't know.
It's all a blur. Back to that. I did think it was really cool. That they went, Kenny, they cut Dynamite with Kenny Omega like dying in the ring,
right?
And then they open Rampage with Kenny Omega still in the ring, like that seamless transition. But I will say, I do not want a 3-hour Dynamite. And if this is CW experimenting with a 3-hour Dynamite, knock it out, put it in the trash, get out of here. A 3-hour collision, yeah, but. Wednesday night, you want me to stay up till 11 p.m.? I gotta be up at 6 the next day.
Okay, I forget that you're one of those people. Sorry.
What's that supposed to mean? Are you talking about my time zone, or is this like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I questioning your character about getting up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I was like... but I did like that little... transition they did into Rampage. Stop making fun of me for being in the Eastern time zone. I bet all of you in this chat are in the Eastern or Central.
Can't relate.
The vast majority of people in the U.S. are Eastern time zoners.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Most Americans live on the East Coast.
What?
Yes. They live in like the eastern half of the United States.
What?
Yes.
I mean, what?
I mean, you can look it up. Yeah, see? Kate's an Eastern time zoner. Ballot Club guy's an Eastern time zoner. We don't want 3-hour dynamite.
47% of the population lives in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
Only 16% of the people live in the Pacific time zone.
Yeah.
The remaining 20... Well, here's the one... The wonderful part, the other 29.1% live in everything else. No, that's not the correct. Other one.
Central
29 mountain. Central, which is like your Central Midwest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has a lot because Central has Chicago,
yeah,
like that line, but like those states in the West, like so many of them are so underpopulated that there's no one there. Yeah, no 3-hour dynamite. Let's start a petition. If they ever announce that dynamite's moving to 3 hours, we need to mobilize. It's good for Colin because Colin's is 3 hours behind all
that's
of us.
That's true. It starts at like 5 p.m.
Oh, that's right? The dream. That is the dream.
I am making dinner.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's 8. So like I've had dinner. I've, you know, done my skincare, done all that kind of stuff. And then I'm just sitting from 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday.
Here's the thing. It starts at 5 p.m. I have DVR. And I usually wait for my husband to finish his job. So we started at 6 p.m. And I'm usually asleep by 9.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is I'm moving to the Pacific Coast. I'm leaving the Eastern time zone. I'm going to the Pacific Coast because clearly you guys are onto something. I could DVR it, but then like, when would I watch it? Realistically, I would just keep putting it off and putting it off, and I would never watch it because I would already have gotten spoilers. And sure. You know, and I also I like watching it live because I get to talk to Collins and Kate, and we get to-
well. Here's also the thing: there have been some days where, like, back in my old job, right, when I had to do this overtime, like mandatory overtime, and then I couldn't watch Dynamite either until the next day or like a couple days later, or I've had events or whatever. I've had to physically stop myself from opening Twitter because I don't want to be spoiled. And it's my own damn fault. How many times I was like, do, haven't watched it yet. Roll up in my phone and I go.
For me, listen, I love a good scoop. Like I am on Hyper Select. I am like waiting for Sean to drop like some good gossip or like, mm-hmm. You know, a good spoiler. Mm-hmm. And I listen, but like it's for me, the things that I hate getting spoiled are like when they're like, oh, this is announced for next week.
Or yeah,
because then I just look forward to the next week and I don't care about that week anymore. But no, I love a good spoiler. I love a good gossip session. Tell me everything. Yeah, and Kate does know this. You are very right, Fightful Wrestling with Sean Ross Sapp. Kate does know that I love that. I just sit on Fightful Select. Like, I log in to Patreon, and I'm like, what did Sean say today? And subscribe to Fightful Select, by the way. $5.
Yeah.
There's lots of good stories on there currently, right now. Lots of good stories that were dropped yesterday. So go see them.
I love that.
But yeah, 3-hour Dynamite. 3-hour Collision was fun, I will say. I did enjoy that. Because my Saturday nights, I don't have to be up on Sunday. I got nothing to do until noon. So it's fine. But yeah, Kenny Omega being back. I'm not interested in general manager Kenny Omega. If it's done like WWE style, I will say the only authority figure I ever liked in WWE was Teddy Long, because it was so funny when he would come out and be like, and stop the match and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now he has me blocked on Twitter.
Okay, he has everybody blocked on Twitter. Remember, he
unblock me, Teddy.
Oh my
God. Everyone was saying Teddy blocked me. What the heck? I was like, there's no way Teddy blocked me. Teddy blocked me. And I have no idea how long I bet he had me.
I'm sure that he went to Mega Block or whatever and was like, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
You can set it to like, this is like weird tech talk, but you can set the parameters of like people who, you know, do this, people who follow this person, like if you pay for the good services.
I'm a free trial.
When my email got leaked and I got signed up for every government newsletter, I just made a new email because I was not paying for something to mass unsubscribe from all these things. So I just made a new one.
Just abandoning that. Nope.
And now Google Drive sends me, because it was a Gmail, they send me like, you're out of storage. You're not going to receive any more emails. And I'm like, good. Good. I don't want anymore.
Thank you.
I don't need to know the status of every elevator in the country. I don't. Asian Joe says, where's the petition to get Will Washington to be the on-screen GM? I would love that.
That is
so, I love Will Washington. So cool. Will Washington, Fightful alumni, great human being.
Great human, very kind.
Adam Pearce blocked everyone. Am I blocked by Adam Pearce? Let's see.
I'm not. So air. I don't know. You probably deserved it.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, Mike, sounds like it was just you.
Sounds like a you problem. I don't what? Know. Maybe it sounds like a you problem, Mike.
Yeah.
Not you.
I'm blocked by my fair share of people, but Fightful Wrestling with Sean Ross Sapp is blocked. Okay. But let's talk about Jade and Bianca.
Okay, can we just talk about Backlash in a whole, being in France? Hello.
French people love wrestling. That's what I learned. It wasn't even just like the Backlash show. It was like the press conferences and like all that kind of stuff leading up to it. They were super into it. And it's because some French people were saying on Twitter, it's because like they've never had a big wrestling show like that.
Oh.
And so they went all in on it. And like, they were so excited. The tickets were really expensive though. I think it was Brandon Thurston made an estimate, because they had announced that the gate was X amount of dollars. I don't remember, but there was only like 12,000 people there. So the math, it was like $200 or $300 USD, US dollars per ticket. Something like that. Yeah. Which is expensive for WWE to get to France, like to bring all the people to do all that kind of stuff. So absolutely. I get it. But yeah, French people still showed up.
Yeah.
It's worth it. We want to see Cody.
I mean, that Cody AJ match, although Michael Cole keeps calling Cody former leader of the Bullet Club.
Cody Rhodes, listen, a history lesson. Cody Rhodes was never a leader of the Bullet Club. He wanted to be leader of the Bullet Club, but he never took it from Kenny Omega.
He never did. Why is he letting commentary make that narrative for them?
Like, the whole story that he did with Kenny was that he was not leader of the Bullet Club and everybody knew it. He was pretending. He was a poser. He was a fake and a phony. That was the whole story. And he was trying to get the Young Bucks on his side. And they didn't side with him. They sided with Kenny. That was the whole story.
That was the whole story. The whole point. WWE
is just rewriting Bullet Club history. Mm-hmm. When you have, you listen, if it was Finn Balor versus AJ, two Bullet Club leaders. You could have even said Bullet Club members. Because Cody was in the Bullet Club.
Right. Fine.
Michael Cole, do you watch New Japan?
You know he doesn't. Do you think he does? Do you think a WWE commentator has time to do that?
In my head, Michael Cole watches New Japan, but he only he only watches it. Listen, I imagine he like leaves Raw or you know SmackDown, whatever he's commentating, and he goes back to his hotel room and he pulls up like the New Japan show, and he's just like, I don't know. I just feel like Michael Cole gives me secret Japanese wrestling fans. Listen, you don't get that vibe from him. Like the Asian Joseph, Michael Cole watches Bluey in his free time. Why Bluey? I love that that's what you went with. Michael Cole watches New Japan. Yeah, I 100% believe it. And it's why he was so excited when they could say Bullet Club again. And that's why he says it all the time. His because he's like, wrestler. I know what the Bullet Club is. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
That's my thing. I think that there are a lot of people in WWE, probably like people you would least expect, who watch New Japan, who watch AEW, who watch CMLL because they're wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really hard when you're in a promotion. I mean, wrestlers, they don't count. Everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to like when you're on the business side to watch the promotion that you work for in a fun capacity.
Yeah.
So listen, I think that they watch other promotions. I think that's logical. Lauren said Michael Cole next week, Cody, the creator and only member of the Bullet Club. I would love if, listen, when Cody was in AEW and people were wanting him to turn heel, I thought it would have been so funny if Cody did a gimmick where he's like, I'm the creator of all of this. I made the Bullet Club. I made All In. I made AEW. But he didn't do it. So whatever, Cody. But I, listen, Backlash, the French crowd, the vibes.
It was so great.
It's a lot of things that like I'm not used to from WWE. Right. I'm not a big WWE fan. And I think anybody who knows me can attest to that. I just... but I do love this kind of, I don't know what I'm searching for, but like getting WWE to places where fans haven't had it before or haven't had a lot of wrestling before. Right. Because I think being in a live wrestling crowd is something everybody should experience. I think there's like nothing like it. So this crowd was definitely taking advantage of it. And I liked that they were chanting things in French.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were saying, but I was like, yes,
I don't speak French, but you know what? Go off. And I think that they were really, really appreciative of it. But
definitely my favorite match was the women's tag match. However, starting off with the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton and having another brother come in, Tangaloa, and now, like, I posted a tweet that I was like, another brother? Like, as in, like, I was like, oh my god, another brother, because we all know that Chica Fatu is coming in, which is brother to the Usos, but I'm like, another brother? Why are they all so hot? Like, they're all such fine men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I get why they're doing it because they're expanding the, you know, the Bloodline. And, you know, these are people who are like, not exactly related, but related enough. But but Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, they're older.
Fine. Yeah.
They're older. They're older. Mm-hmm. They're good looking. I just don't know how many pieces you need for the bloodline. If you're hiring people specifically to fill up the bloodline, what do you do with them after? Are all these people going to wrestle Cody?
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Because Cody has nothing right now. And presumably his next thing is Roman Reigns or The Rock or like the bloodline. So is every week Cody's going to wrestle. It's Cody versus Tama Tonga. It's Cody versus Tongaloa.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I love WWE spending money on people who have earned it. And I think Tama Tonga and Tongaloa are veterans. I think that they did a lot in New Japan in like some really, really down periods when New Japan like needed them. I don't think GOD was ever, I'm trying so hard to be polite. GOD was never the best tag team in New Japan.
Correct.
They were very successful though, and they were very successful because they stuck around when New Japan needed people. And that in itself is really honorable. But I think it's really, I think WWE fans are hyping them up so much. And Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, especially Tongaloa, I think that the expectation is so high that I don't know if he's going to, because he is older and he's like, he wrestles like he's older. I don't know like where we're going to meet expectation and reality. And I would hate for fans to like turn on him and like, you have to be reasonable here. These are people brought in for Roman to be like background guys for Roman.
Sure.
And the people I saw a lot of WWE fans on Twitter like, oh my God, like these are New Japan legends. Hunter's cooking. And I was like, if you watch New Japan, you know what you're getting. And it's not bad. I'm not saying that like, oh my gosh. And now I have to backtrack this because I feel like an awful human being.
You're not, but what you are is making sense. I'm just glad that Vince is out of the picture because we're not going to force these men to like Rogaine their hair, right? What is it, Rogaine or Just for Men?
Yeah, Just for Men. Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it's called. I don't know. It's not me. But I think it provides context to some of this bloodline. I mean, we've seen the family tree. We've seen all of that unfold. I think that Roman coming back SummerSlam-ish kind of, you know, I don't know. I always think of things in like video game aspect of like, yeah, like you defeated Roman Reigns one time, but now Roman Reigns has like a robot arm. I don't know. He doesn't have a robot arm, but you know what I mean? Like he has more utility to him. I like that aspect. I'm not the one booking it. I'm just here to enjoy it. But having two women's matches in a 5-match pay-per-view is like,
yeah, it goes back to what we said earlier. When there's more more spaces on a card for women to wrestle, more women succeed because there's more spaces to fill. And like, that's the kind of like domino effect we need to be focused on building as promotions. It shouldn't be just like, oh, we have a great, you know, world champion. Okay. But like, if that's the only women's spot, then you have to be like truly exceptional to get that spot. Like,
absolutely.
You have to, everybody gets it, but
I don't know. It was a great show. I think my favorite match was the women's tag match. Although I did like Cody and AJ. 27 minutes is just really long. Almost 30 minutes is just really long. You know, how can you stay 100% focused during that long of a match? But I think that the women's tag match was appropriately paced. Jade is just a star in WWE. She is just oozing star power. And I think that we're finally seeing it. And that's no knock to AEW and what they've done. I think that they really set, I don't want to say like they set the market value for her. I think that they put a spotlight on her when, you know, gave her that nudge into the spotlight. And I think
she's a better fit for WWE for a couple reasons, but like Her wrestling in WWE, I don't think is that different from AEW, but mm-hmm. I think in WWE, it fits a lot more because AEW is such, it has such a specific vibe for its wrestlers. Like, they're hyper athletic, they're fast, they're like, they're all these things, even the big guys. Most of the big guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so when Jade is there and there's, they're adding women, you know, like Toni Storm. And then you have like the Joshi who are there. You have Britt Baker, you have Jamie Hayter. It's like she didn't fit in as well because of the way that she wrestles and the style that she would like to wrestle. But in WWE has a long history of having wrestlers in that role.
Absolutely.
Most of them are, you know, men, but it's, I think it's important for a woman to be in that role as well. And I think Jade fits better there because the presentation does wonders for her, and being like a physical spectacle, it works better in WWE than
it works. AEW. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think I was concerned because Jade being next to Bianca, I was concerned because Bianca is big. She's muscly. She's beautiful. Same as Jade. But she is a more well-rounded athlete and does more than Jade does. But
yeah,
I think that Jade is only 3 years into her career, three or four, something like that. And I think that her being with Bianca is a good opportunity for her to learn a lot because Bianca has the in-ring mastered, but she also has the crowd interactions, the promos, the WWE like performance aspect of it that Jade has some of, but she could work on. So I think in general, she fits better in WWE. And I, Asian Joe says, Jade doesn't have to be an all-world wrestler to be a star. Cena was never an amazing in-ring performer, but had the presence of a star. Jade has that too. Yes, I agree.
I agree.
I think that like that's that's the ultimate point. Because like in AEW, she would wrestle and then over because she went like 50-0 or something crazy. People would be like, her matches did start to get repetitive. A lot of them were squash matches. And she did get that critique that like she's a one trick pony, she's blah 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 blah. You know, men never get that critique, but that's for another podcast, maybe. but it works a lot better in WWE. Because I think that that is like the style WWE. I don't want to say that the style they perpetuate because that's not the right word. They capitalize on it better than AEW does.
I agree. It is a better fit. And I agree. It's a better production value, a better exposure. But all in all, I think it's a good fit. But I really enjoy that what she's been there since January. She debuted at the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And then now she has a belt, right? We're only five months in. She's got, I mean, it's not the main singles, but that's kind of how you shoe yourself into it. I think that Bianca and Jade look like absolute printed money together. Them in red was just fire. Absolute fire. And it's just a piece of what's to come, which makes me excited to watch the women's division. I'm excited to watch the women's tag division, which I never thought I would say 2 years ago. But I'm excited to watch it. But I also really liked the other women's match. Bayley and Naomi. I keep wanting to call her Trinity. She's Naomi. And Tiffany Stratton, which I don't know, was it Mariah May? Was it Tiffany Stratton? I don't know. She was wearing pink and she had blonde hair. So sorry. That's a joke if you were on Twitter. If you know, you know. I think that all those women looked incredible. The athleticism of Tiffany Stratton was just. Naomi has that athleticism, you know what I mean, that she's always had. And that's the thing, both of these women are such in-ring, you know, legends, so to speak, right? They've been doing this for 10 plus years, and here she is, like, this is the, she came from cheerleading, right? I don't know. Kate from Fightful was a really good impression of Tiffany Stratton. So if you watch
Sour Grapes. While you look that up, I think
gymnastics. Thank you. But we're going to go right into Money in the Bank is after King and Queen of the Ring. So
I think the thing about Tiffany, the thing about Naomi and like that, this like new class of wrestlers, Naomi was there before, but you know what I mean? This like new crop is that they're very good athletes, solid. Mm-hmm. They're strong and fast and all the things they need to be. But they're also, they have that flair about them where they are flashy and they're like, they come across as superstars and they present themselves as like, this match I have right now is the biggest match of my career. And they do it every single match, especially Tiffany.
Yeah.
I genuinely, when I watch Tiffany, I feel like Tiffany genuinely believes that this is must win. She has to win. Because her career is on the line. Like she gives that impression that she's never, you know, slouching. She's never taking it easy. She's never doing anything like that. She goes full throttle every time. And I think that when wrestlers do that, it makes everything that much better. Like I really genuinely believe that they are in a really bad situation for themselves, but like a real confrontation. And sometimes wrestlers, not naming names, they are unhappy with something or they are not feeling something and they walk around and flop around and they don't do what they need to do. But Tiffany Stratton is not like that. I would love to see, like people in the chat are saying, Tiffany winning Money in the Bank. And I think that they need to really like, and if she's not already there, I'm sure she probably has put her in the fast lane for like main event potential. Fans really like her and I really like her. I also really love Naomi. That's not a secret.
So I always wanted Naomi to get her flowers, right? She was passed over for the, you know, the Divas title. She did get, you know, a title before, right when the SmackDown women's title. Now I'm like trying to remember. I'm in my mid 30s, people. Everything is kind of blended together. But I know that she is a former women's champion. Let's see. I'm not looking at. Yeah, she is a former SmackDown women's champion. I knew that. Okay. It was SmackDown. Sorry. Like the 2016 era, 2017 era, I was watching like New Japan, Ring of Honor. Like I wasn't just watching WWE anymore. So it's kind of hard to kind of, I'm not a Will Washington that has like a.
Yeah. How do people do that where they know exactly everything that happened in a year? Because like for me, I could tell you, but as for like 2023 back, everything kind of blends together. I could probably give you a sequence of events like this match happened, this title reign happened, like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But like some people, you can ask them in like June of 2016, who was the women's champion? And they just know.
Yeah, people just know. Crazy. And I don't understand how people can do that. I can remember, like, I think this also is because I'm neurospicy. I can remember like, okay, what was I doing during this time? What television was I watching this time? Generally speaking, my feeling, I always know what I'm feeling. People like Will Washington, people like Kyle K. Sparks, if you ever get to talking with them, they know exactly venues, times, places, who was champion. And I'm in awe of it. It makes me feel like, I think also I catch myself still telling people that I'm 29. But I've not been 29 since the pandemic, right? Before the pandemic. So
I just think that years don't count.
That those years don't count, right?
Yeah. They don't count. Because nobody, listen, 2020 to 2022, those they don't count in my head.
Exactly. Like, so
they all blend together anyway. It's all the same year.
So I really am only 29. Perfect.
Yeah. I think that's just how it goes. I have to head out in a few because I'm going out with my family. So do you have closing thoughts and plugs for the people?
I just think wrestling is really cool. The summer is shaping up to be fantastic. I'm excited because not this Wednesday, not this Dynamite, the following Dynamite, I get to be there. And my seats are sixth row closest.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to get floor seats again because that all the time that the pyro went off, I got scared. I'm not doing floor seats again. I know that sounds so silly, but I'm very excited to go. I'm very excited to experience it. I'm just really excited what the summer is going to bring and for New Japan, for TNA, for AEW, for WWE, for all the things that I watch. Hopefully Ring of Honor starts doing the things. But if you want to hear me talk about wrestling, you can be here every Sunday morning, or you can see me on Thursdays. As I mentioned before, we talk about Ring of Honor episodes over at our local establishment podcasts. The links are always in my bio. If you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, whatever, that's where I'm hanging out. I'm also streaming more, which is like so crazy. I've been playing The Sims 4, just chatting. Yesterday we were doing some, I don't know, we were watching the pay-per-view yesterday for Backlash, and I was just chatting with all of you. So be sure to follow me on Twitter when I go live. You can hang out. It's kind of like a podcast format. So I'm just hanging around and having a good time while doing it. And, you know, living my life.
Doing the thing. You can follow, or my final thoughts are, I'm also super excited for the summer. Super excited for Kenny Omega. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say.
But also congratulations on your first year of your PhD.
Yeah, guys, I finished my first year of my PhD. And tomorrow's my birthday. Listen, everything, I love having early May birthdays because it means like the first weekend after I finish the semester is my birthday weekend too. So it's like double celebration time. I love it. Three more years on this PhD, guys, and I'll get there. You can follow me on Twitter for more updates about my PhD at Kylie Wrestling. I also post about mainly AW and New Japan, but some WWE. I do it for the people. This is Wrestling Made Me Cry every Sunday at noon. We talk about all the positive things in wrestling, like how much we love Kenny Omega and how cool Jade and Bianca Belair are and things like that. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Balor Club guy, for the congrats and happy birthday.
Send some super chats. Make her enjoy her day a little bit more.
This is Fightful Overbooked. There's a lot of really great shows on Fightful Overbooked. Wrestling Made Me Cry is like obviously my favorite, but there's also Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. There's FMC. There's In the Weeds. There's like a million and one different shows on here. Wrestling and non-wrestling shows. So make sure you go check them out. And
I love the non-wrestling shows.
It's always so funny to me. Like, cause
yeah,
it's so weird to like Jeremy, for example, like to see Jeremy do a podcast that's not about wrestling. And it's
Taylor Swift, the OC, and it's weird Love Island.
Every time I talk to Jeremy, we never talk about wrestling. We talk about Taylor Swift. We talk about like, my life and like my schooling and all that kind of stuff. Also, thank you, Corey, for the happy birthday and congratulations. But go check out all those shows on Fightful Overbooked. And we will be live next Sunday at noon, same as always, to talk about the good life of wrestling.
I agree. Love you. Bye. Happy wrestling. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.